Let us again start the sugya which we had started learning last week. And I would like to learn a chelik of the sugya with Rashi, and then to try to be miyashiv the chelik the stiris in Rashi. Tana chode, I maybe get besvine, ke maybe be'eretz Yisrael. Tanya idach, ke maybe be'chutz lorot. Forget what's written in a Svina, it's considered Kemevi Be'eretz Yisrael, or Kemevi Be'chutz Lo'etz. It's rather say Rashi, Hamevi get Be'svina, Shenichtav Be'svina, because Al Kedaita, the Benora is Be'eretz Yisrael, comma, we're speaking about that the Svina was in the rivers of Eretz Yisrael. He says, because the Emerson, the Baraisa doesn't mention where the Svina was floating on. Just says, I maybe get the Svina. So the Havamin of the Gemara was that it was in the Nor, in the rivers of Eretz Yisrael. Kimevi be Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says, let us just be medayik to the shyness of Rashi. Ki'ilu meviyo derech yabosha. That means that the Nor of Eretz Yisrael is equivalent to the Yabosha. Bein tzorach loyma b'fonei nechta. So I maybe get to Eretz Yisrael, don't say, say b'fonei nechta. B'san ye'idach, ki maybe b'chutz olorez. Sha'anor ein loy teiras Yabosha, l'chol teiras olorez. Wherever you need Eretz Yisrael, so Eretz Kishmoy, if it's land. But the Nor does not have Teiras Eretz. So it would seem that is the Machlekes between these two Barais. The body of water, a river of Eretz Yisrael, does it have Teiras Eretz? Teiras Yabosha? Or it doesn't have Teiras Ha'oretz. This is a body of water which is not Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Rab Yirmiya Leikash. Ho Rab Yehuda, Ho Rab Oma. This Machlokes. If a Nor has Teiras Ha'oretz, if it doesn't have Teiras Ha'oretz, so Machlokes Rab Yehuda and Rab Oma. This Nan. Afar Chutzo La'oretz, Abo Besvina La'oretz. Offer chutz loretz abo besvine. Chayev b'meiser u'bishviz. Amarav Yudha imesai bizman shasvine geisheshes, ablein asvine geisheshes potter. Tzoletas hirashi. Afar chutz loretz abo besvine loretz. V'zoroi besvine. And they were zerei on the svine, on this offer. V'tzomcho, and it grew. V'asvine shel cheresi ve'eino tzricho linoket. The svine is cheres, and cheres does not need a neket im hoysa munachas bekarke, k'di omar b'menoches. Now, all of a sudden, Rashi is speaking about v'chayre hilches yenike. Speaking about a notzitznoko, or cheres doesn't need a nekev, Rashi says, m'hoise munachas bekarke. It does not need a nekev if it's munach bekarke. Chayeves b'maiser u'bishviz, sh'ano'ore she'be'eretz Yisrael, hareihem ke'eretz Yisrael. So, the svar of the Tanakhame. So this stems with what we had said before. Does the Nor have a shame Eretz Yisrael? It doesn't have a shame Eretz Yisrael. So the Tanakhama holds Shanor Shabbat Yisroelim Ke Eretz Yisrael. That is what the Tanakhama holds. So if it's, the Nor have a din Eretz Yisrael, so it's a maybe get Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's potem in a maise, unless it's Geisheshes, Bigasheshes bekarke, she'ein hamayim amukim. That is how Rabbi Yirmiyah learned Pshat. In the Machlokes of the two Baraisas, you have to say b'fonei nechtam, is the Machlokes is, does the Noor have a din of Eretz Yisrael? It's a Machlokes legabi b'fonei nechtam, and it's a Machlokes legabi chiyuv ma'aseh. Abaye Omar, Hov Ho Rav Yehudi, we don't have to say that it's a machlokes abaraisis. We can say that both baraisis are going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The leikash can be zman shein asvina geisheshes. Bizman shein asvina geisheshes. So the Noor does not have a din of Eretz Yisrael. So then you have to say before neinechta. Can bizman shein asvina geisheshes. So then it's zikha, the svina is on Eretz Yisrael. The karkoi is on no zikha Eretz Yisrael. So if it's geisheshes, it's, you don't say alumbus, the nor has a teiras yaboshe, the nor has a teiras Eretz Yisrael, it's mamish on Eretz Yisrael, it's on geisheshes, it's rubbing the karkoi is on no. So we could say that both paraisas are going according to Abihud. Omar Abzeire, what's its noko amunach agabi yisaydiks? If we have an otitz noko, a flower pot with a hole in it, that is munach agabi yisaydiks, that is resting on stilts. That means this otitz is not resting on the ground, it's above the ground. Is bono lemachloikis Rabbi Yehuda v'rabono. So, if the things which grow in this otzitz will be chayva ma'isres, potter mina ma'isres, is told in the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbanan. Chodesh Sivat Rashi says, otzitz shel eitz nokuf, here it's speaking about eitz, and eitz needs a neket, hamunach al gabi yisaydis. Rashi before said, asvine shel cheres v'netzrichel inoket, here it says an otitz noku, so Rashi says it's not cheres, it's eitz. Hamunach agabi yisaydis. Bonu lamachloikis Rabbi Yehuda v'rabono. So we have the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda v'rabono. V'rabono avire keman deman chedomi. According to the rabono, if this aver mafsik bein ha'otitz lekarke is keman de mon chadomi, we consider ke'ilu the otzitz is lying on the ground. Well, Rabbi Yehuda le mechai b'maisa midaraisa ad de mon cha'ar. Now, we can see that Rabbi Zeire learned a completely different pshat in the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim than Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah had said the machlokes is in the Noor. Does Noor have a teiras Eretz Yisrael? Does the Noor have a teiras Yaboshe? Or not? Or is the Noor a body bifnei atzmoi? So the Shaila is not on the Sfine, the Shaila is on the Noor. What din does the Noor have? If Rabbi Zeire compared an otzitz noko, that munach ba'aver, to the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonim, so he zicha did not learn like that. So he had gone on under a pshat in Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonim. He learned pshat, nor is zicha not keman deman chare. Nor is zicha not keretz Yisrael. The nor is zicha not keretz Yisrael. Nor so what the svore of the Rabbonim, why are you chaye? Keman deman chalare domi. That means, even though there's a space, there's a body of water between the Sfine and the Karkois Hano, aber keman demancha aaretomi. And Rabbi Yehuda says, keman demancha, there's no such thing keman demancha. If it's laying on the earth, then it's munach al aaretz. If it's not laying on the earth, it's not. So Rabbi Zeira learned a different pshat in Gansen the machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. So Memele, he said, so the way he's learning pshat, so it'll come out enough, kamina, by anotz, it's nokuf, amunach agabi yisaydit. We'll also have the same shayla. According to the Chachomim, if it's command the man chal aro, you'll be chayev b'maisa. According to Rav Yehuda, he doesn't say this for command the man chal aro, so Memele will be both of a maisa. Omar of it, dil melohi. I wish to disagree with you. At kan le kamer av yuda hosom elo besfina ho asuya livroyach. Havol otzit she'ene osi livroyach loy. So Rabbi says, that what Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik could be because it's ma'aleches kol sho, kloy mibnei shi ma'aleches kol sho. So since it's ma'aleches kol sho, so l'chayre means to say, that is why we don't say command the man chal arab. That means this is alumdis, and it's ke'ilu, it's kavu already boretz. There's a space in between. He says, you can say something that's standing in one place, command the man chal arab. But a svina which is always going, so we can't say it's command the man chal arab. That means it's an entity b'fnei atzmai. That is why Rabbi Yehuda says a svina is potter. That is why he says you don't say command the man chal arab, because it's going. Neshim aleches kol sho. So he can't say command. It's not munach al oret. But the minute it's stationary, so it could be Rabbi Yehuda holds for command the man chal arab. So it's not muchach that according to Rabbi Yehuda you'll be potter for maisa. Havelot sheini also lebroich loy. Inami, or maybe I could say a difference for at kan lo kamer rabonam hosom elo besfine lo imavsi kavire de maye ki ares michte damye avol otzitz de mavsi kavire lo. So now then Rovis has another svar. Your whole lumbis that the svar of the Chachamim is that kiman de mancha al aradami Avira command the man chalagadami, so you say it's no difference if there's water there, if there's air there, we just go and take the svina, we take the otzitz, it's command the man chalagad. So he says, could be that the chlal is not pshat in the chachamim. The loimavsik avira ben svina loritz, ain't shem avir, umaya ka'aris michtadami. The water is like a thickening of the earth. That means we consider that the earth is this is a chelik of the earth. So that's why. So it's munach al haaretz. It's munach al haaretz. And l'chayre, for all practical purposes, what Rav is saying now is what Rabbi Yirmiyeh held. Fakert, Rabbi Yirmiyeh said the medubar is not, if we're going to take the svin and put it al ha'oretz, that's not the medubar. The medubar is, it's on the nohor. The shail is, what shame does the nohor have? Is the nohor eretz Yisrael? Is the nohor chutzlor? That's the shail. But he never had a hava, meaning that you take the svin and put it down to the karkois ha'nohor. So l'choyre, Rabbi Yirmiyeh held like this rabbi. That he meant that this concept that Rav Zeire had understood is a concept of avire command the mancha laredomi, that you move the ship, you bring the ship down. There's no such thing. The ship is bim koimoi. Now the shail is what's in the water. The water is ka'aris michte. That means the water is also earth. We have to consider it like it's munach al horetz, but this horetz, now we have to understand what then this Oretz has. Does this Oretz ever been Eretz Yisrael? Does this Oretz ever been not Eretz Yisrael? So l'chayre, according to this dichi, I mean, he's going back to Rabbi Yirmiyeh's lumbus. So therefore he says, but if there's a hefsik between the otzitz and the oretz, so it's dichipotem in a maisa, if you look according to the Chachamim. Omalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Now, Rav Nachman, by Yitzhak, we have here, we have Rav Yirmiya, we have Rav Zeire, we have Rav, now we have Rav Nachman, by Yitzhak. The Na'oresh, the Eretz Yisrael, the Kula Alma Loi Pligi. It means this whole thing that you had said that is a machlokes b'nahores Eretz Yisrael, there's no machlokes whatsoever. In b'fonai nichtav and b'fonai nechtam, there's no machlokes whatsoever. Now let us see Rashi. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Omar, hanech masni yoso, that maybe get, even b'nahores Eretz Yisrael, if a person would bring a get b'nahores Eretz Yisrael, kula alme leipligi deche Eretz Yisrael ninu. The Nahoris of Eretz Yisrael, Tevadin of Eretz Yisrael. That means you, Rav Yirmiya, wanted to say that is the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. Do the Nahoris of Eretz Yisrael have a din Eretz Yisrael or don't they have a din Eretz Yisrael? I got news for you. Everyone knows the Nahoris of Eretz Yisrael have a din Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you'll also say before nine, you won't have to say before nine years now. Because the Svina is Munach al Hanor in the Nor of Eretz Yisrael as a din Eretz Yisrael. The Tai, we see by Maisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yenigay Sheshes. The time of the get loimishum yenike minakarkahu kemeiser ucheshvit. Get is not dependent in yenike. Hilkach loishna noho veloishna yabosh. So therefore, there's no difference of noho and yabosh. Now, on the chesamad aleph, here Rashi starts speaking about yenike. It would seem the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is in Hilchas Yenike. But Hilchas Yenike has nothing to do with get. Hilchas Yenike is totally a meister and shvius. So the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is in Hilchas Yenike. But the Nor Ziche has a din of Eretz Yisrael. So I would like to perhaps elaborate a little to try to explain the Mahalchim we had in the Gemara with a few Hagdamas. Hagdama number one is a Tshuvas HaRashba and Simen Aleph Kuf Ayin. He starts off by saying, and the shoyel, there's a shoyel, and then there's the Rashba. So I'd like to mention some nekudas of the shoyel. The shoyel said as follows. Now, his mahalach was like Rav Zeire. It seems to be Rashi being standing Rav Zeire. The Rabbonon, the Stoloshna of the Shoyel, the Omri Chayev Bemaisa, the Svirlu da Avire Kiman da Mancha Aaradomi. That was Abzeir's Mahalach. They hold like it's laying on the ground. Veloimi Teiris Yenike Osi Alo, not as a Shailan Hilchis Yenike, Teida, do bisman chena svina geisheshes ma yenike shaiche. If the svina is not on the ground, it's not shaiche yenike at all. So the svar of the chachamim is not because it is yoinik. It is not yoinik. No, but they hold that the svina is munach al command the mancha al aradom. The Rav Yehuda svirelei, this is still the lashon of the shayul. Avire, lav kemancha aare. But it's not like it's munach al oretz. Voha do'uk me Rashi b'svine shel cheres. Now Rashi said, it's speaking about a svine shel cheres. The lav svine shel cheres afilu goysheshes loyhove mechayim Rav Yehuda kiven Vizroim loim me'are yonki. Now he says, that's what Rashi says, it has to be speaking about a sfine shel cheres, because if it wouldn't be shel cheres, it wouldn't be yonik, afilu it's gesheshes. So therefore you need cheres. So the Rashba asks on the Shoyel, I don't understand. He started off with the Chachomim. The Chachomim holds Svine Keman B'mancha Al Aredomi. And it's not totally unique, because it's not Yoinik. Then in Rabbi Yehudi he says he holds Svine Lav K'mancha Al Aredomi. But you need Cheres, because if it wouldn't be Cheres, Afilutzke Sheshes, it's not Yoinik. So the Rashba says, so you seem to be saying as follows. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need it should be munach al ha'oretz, and it has to be yoinik. According to the Chachomim, you don't need, it has to be yoinik, and it doesn't have to be munach al ha'oretz. Al koponim, we see here the shoyel in the Rashba, understood pshat, there's a double machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need Geisheshes and Yenike, and according to the Chachomim, you don't need Geisheshes, you don't need Yenike. That's how he understood the Machlokes. One Agdome. A second Agdome, there's a Mordeke Tshuvas HaRosh. And from the Rosh it would seem that the Emerson there are, in order to become Mechuyev B'maisa B'tumeh, there are two halachas. One halacha you need, it should be Eretz Yisrael. It's the growth of Eretz Yisrael. That's halacha number one. And then there's another halacha. There is a halacha. The Pasuk says, Tvuas Zaracho, Kiderech Shehoilam Zoyren, Bahayotze Yasode. The Pasuk says, Yemachuyev Tumas Amaisres, if you plant the way people plant, Bahayotze Yasode is to grow from a field. Therefore, he says, if something is planted in a Dova HaMetaltel, for example, an Otzitz or a Sfine, the Loihavi Zorua Ba'oretz, it's not Zorua Ba'oretz, Ein Derech Lizroyekach, so there's no Chiyev Tumas HaMaisris, now, because you need two asarcha kederech shoylam zoyrim ayoytze hasodet. When derech lizroya bedova metalto. But he says one more vote, he says, avok shuhu nokuv, if you have an otzitz nokuv, choshuv kemechubo loorets ki ashoshim yoinkim yiskaimu milachluchi saorets vakirinibay hayoytze hasodet. This is considered, it's coming from a field. Now, from this Tshuvas HaRosh, we see that there are two tnoim in Hilchos Maisos. Number one, that has to grow Ba'aretz. And number two, it has to be Derech Zriya, it has to grow from a field. Not from a Dova Metalto. People don't plant in ships. People don't plant in pots. Yaitse Yasode. Derech Zriya. Then he also says, but if you have an otzitz nokuf and it's yainik min ha'oretz, that's also called derech sriya. At kan l'shaynay. Now, let us tachsach mir explain the mahalchem that Rashi had in this gemara. Rabbi Yirmiyah said pshat, or perhaps let's learn in the Veinik again. I think he'll come out clearer. Tanechod, hamevi get besvine kemevi beretz Yisrael. V'tanya idoch, kemevi b'chutz loretz. אומר רב ירמיה לקשה או רב יהודה ורבונון, סנן נפחות לא עושה בו בספינו לארץ חי במייסר בשביעס, אומר רב יהודה אם עשה בזמן שהספינה גוששת, אבל אין הספינה גוששת פה. אומר רגן צירש, המייבי גט בספינה שנכתב בספינה, the get was written in a ship, because all כדייתך בנאריס, בנאריס בארץ ישראל כמה. כמייבי בארץ ישראל. כאילו מייביה היא דרך יבושה, that means the null is equivalent to יבושה, ואין צורך לא אימא בפני נכתב. בטען יידך כמייבי בחוץ לאורץ, שהנור אין לו תוירס יבושה לכל תוירס אורץ. ואיבי ניד ארץ ישראל, the null is a body בפני עצמו, it's not ארץ ישראל. So now, let's go a little further. And Rabbi Yirmiya says, so this is the machlokes between Chum and Rabbi Yehuda. Afar chutzlo tabo besvina loretz, bezori besvina betomcha, besvina shol cheresi, vein etzricha li noke, im hoise menachas bekalke, kediyoma bemenochis, chayeves bemaiser beshviyiz, if it's menachas bekalke, Rashi says, you don't need a neke, chayeves bemaiser beshviyiz, shahanori sheberetz Yisrael, areyem keretz Yisrael, Heisheshes megasheshes bekalkir shein amayim amuki. Now, the Tanakhama holds that if you have a ship that is resting on a river of Eretz Yisrael, so he says the river of Eretz Yisrael is a din of Eretz Yisrael. So it finds itself on Eretz Yisrael. So it'll gabi get, maybe get to Eretz Yisrael, fine. Now, the same reason, Rashi says, it's Chayiv B'Maisel. Sh'anori sh'b'Eretz Yisrael, areihem k'Eretz Yisrael. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, we just mentioned a Loshna of a Chuvus Arosh, but Eretz Yisrael is not enough. You need a Yoytzei HaSodbe, and it has to grow from a field. It's not growing from a field. Where did this chasorim become bottled? And we mentioned before, the shoyel in the Tshuva Sarajbe said, according to the chachom, you don't need yenike. We don't, because you don't have yenike. And it would seem from our Rashi, the vow, you don't have yenike, because Rashi said, acheres is yoinik without an erkev, it's munach boretz. This is, so it's mashme, but if it's munach, it's not munach boretz, it's not yoinik min haoretz. So it would seem from Rashi, according to Rav Yirmiya, if the body of water has a din of Eretz Yisrael, and I have earth on top of Eretz Yisrael, so it becomes bottled to the Eretz. So it's called like it's growing from Eretz Yisrael. And there's no problem of Hayotzei Asodah. There's no problem of Hayotzei Asodah. And we mentioned before, if we say, Maya ka'aras michta, this is Eretz Yisrael. It's in a watery form, but this is Eretz Yisrael. And you have earth on top of Eretz Yisrael. So it becomes bottled Eretz Yisrael. It's growing from Eretz Yisrael. And it's called Ayetzi Asoda. There's no unique whatsoever. Rav Yehuda said two things. One thing said it has to be gesheshes. So if it's not Gesheshes, so Pshad is, well then, Rabbi Yirmiya said so, because the Mayim is not Eretz Yisrael. That is the Svar, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds, that I maybe get Tzor Sheyoyma, Sh'anor Ein Loi Toiris Yabosh. So if it's on the Nor, it comes, it's nothing but to talk, it's lying in Chutz Loretz. This body of water is not Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't have Toiris or Oretz. It's not Eretz Yisrael, it's water. It's a body of water that doesn't have Teretz Yisrael. Fine. So therefore, maybe get Simchon Nifta. You need Goysheshes. You need Goysheshes, so now it's Munach Boretz. But we mentioned the Shoyel, the Tshuvas HaRashba says, according to the Rabbi Yehuda, you need Yenike also. Why do you need Yenike? Now what? It's lying on the Oretz. So I think Rabbi Yehuda is a double machlokes. The Chachomim held the minute it's munach al ha'oretz,
So there's no problem of Yotzei Hasoda also. That's called it's Munach Beretz Yisrael, and it's a, it, and the kalk in the sphina becomes bottled to Eretz Yisrael, so it's called, it's growing from Eretz Yisrael, it's growing from Asoda. He don't know, it's not growing from Asoda. It's growing from a ship, not from Asoda. So I feel like it's Munach Ba'aretz, and perhaps in Eretz Yisrael there's no problem, but there's another problem. It's felt in Tfuah Saracho. Felt in Yotzei Hasoda, so it has to be Yoinik from the Oretz. If it's Yoinik from the Oretz, then it's Yoinik from the Oretz, and then it's Yotzei Hasoda. Then it is Yotzei Hasoda. So I think Rabbi Yehuda needed, that's what the Shelna Tshuvas HaRashba said, that Rabbi Yehuda needed Yenike because of the din of Yotzei Hasoda. We mentioned the Tshuvas HaRosh says, and if you have a notzitzokim, it's also called Yotzei Hasoda because it's yainik from the field. So Rabbi Yehuda said you need two things. For example, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you'll have a wooden ship without a hole, so legabi b'fonai nichtov, it's hamedi beretz yisoil, if it's gosheshes, if it's lying on it's hamedi beretz yisoil. But legabi maisa, lechayre, it won't be chayve maisa, even though it's Munach be'eretz Yisrael, but chayret not yotzei hasoda, is growing from a svina. So you need yenike to make a yotzei mi'asoda. That is how Rabbi Yirmiyah learned pshat in the machlokes. Rabbi Zeira came, and Rabbi Zeira disagreed completely with Rabbi Yirmiyah. That's pechlal not pshat in the machlokes. The pshat in the machlokes is aver kemunach ba'aradomi. Not the machlokes is the body of water, the rivers of Eretz Yisrael, they have a din Eretz Yisrael, they have a teiras or don't have teiras. Nah, the waters, zichad don't have a teiras or that's no shayla. No, the shayla is avir kemunach ba'aro. So could be, Rabbi Yirmiyah, you're right. The machlokes before neinechtav, for neinechtav, could be, you're right. It will be totally in the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, but not the way you said it. The machlokes will be because according to the Chachamim, it's munach ba'aro. So the get was written in Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not munach ba'aro. So the get was not written in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Zeira came with a new mahala of avirik munach ba'aro. And then Rava came to be chaylik in Ganson with Abzeire, and Rava came to say that first of all, if the machlokes is avira kemunach ba'ara becomes munach and becomes bottle to the earth, could be Rabbi Yehuda also holds it's kemunach ba'ara. That could also be on vakasvina, that's bereya, so therefore it doesn't become bottle to the earth. But if it's kavua, it's staying in one place, it's also kemunach ba'ara. And then he said, could be your whole thing is wrong. That the machlekes is avira kemunach bara. Could be no, avira is a hefsik. Avira is not kemunach bara. No, the shayla is, if it's, the maya is ka'aras michte. So then we'll say again, like Rabbi Yirmiyah. So then we'll say the machlekes is, it's ka'aras michte, because does this are have a teiras eretz Yisrael? That's the shayla. That's what Rava said. Now Rav Nachman by Yitzchok came and said as follows. Rav Nachman Yitzchokama b'nohoris teretz Yisrael du kula alma loy pligi. So Rashi says, what's kula alma loy pligi? Dicha eretz Yisrael nima. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchok came to say, that means like this, that he holds an emerson like Rav Yirmiyah, that maya is ka'aris michtedomi. Mayik aris michte. But not that it's a machloikis if it's Eretz Yisrael or not. Everyone knows it's Eretz Yisrael. So Mamela, when it comes, Lagabi a get, there's no shaila. If a person will write a get, bin Nahori's Eretz Yisrael, so it was written Eretz Yisrael. So we don't know yet what the machlokes is by Gittin. That doesn't come later. Machlokes is not by Nahorish and Eretz Yisrael. In different Nahorish, then we can have a machlokes. But in Nahorish Eretz Yisrael, it's in Eretz Yisrael. So what is the machlokes? Nahorish Eretz Yisrael. חייב לנו את הדין ארץ יסוד, סובת המחלקס לגבי מייסה, סובים המחלקס, אחד, אז, this is a מחלקס in יניקה. The time of the get, לא אם יש עם יניקה מן הקרקע כמייסה או חשביס. So now Rashi is coming to tell us, the מחלקס by מייסה and שביס, is in הלכס יניקה. Now, that's a chmir, that the machloikis, that Yehuda says you need goysheshes, and without goysheshes, I think, not because it's not lying in Eretz Yisrael, no, because it's felt in the unique of because of the din of Yotzei Asod, it has to be yoinik, it has to be yoinik from the Oretz in order to be called Yotzei Asod. And it's only yainik when it's kesheshes. That's what Rav Yehuda holds. And the Chachomim that's the Chmer hold. It could be we're back where we started from, that way we said before that you don't need, if it's munach bor, it's already it's considered yaitzim in asodeh. Or the Chachamim hold it is Yainik, I feel though it's not Kesheshes. That I don't know. Perhaps we could say that it's Taka, that you don't need Yenike. Blamishim Yenike Menakaka could be they hold, you don't need Yenike if it is Munach Ba'oretz. So that's sufficient. If the Nor has a Din of Eretz Yisrael, so it's Munach Ba'oretz, so the Kalke Shebesvine becomes bottled. The Kalkish Abisvina becomes bottled to the Oretz, and that's called Yaitse Yasode. And he says, no, you need Goysheshes Alt Yenike, like the Shoyel in the Rajba said. If Rav Yehuda needs Yenike, according to Rav Yehuda, you need a Svina Shal Cheres, Alt Haloche of Yaitse Min Asode of Derech Sriya. Pastor Meir, this is Pshat according to Rashi. Now, let us see Taisvis. Horab Yehuda, Horabona. Let's start again from this Taisvis. Horab Yehuda, Horabona. So Rabbi Yirmiya said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and what is it? Why we said according to Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbono, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mayim does not have a din of Eretz Yisrael. That's why you need Geisheshes. And according to Rabbono, the Mayim does have a din of Eretz Yisrael. So Taisvis asks, Afal gav de kakois amayim habeke Eretz Yisrael. Taisva says, right, good, there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, if the Mayim, if the Nohor has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Fine, it's, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael. But the Karkois HaNohor, Ziche has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Frech Taisva says, so why isn't the Nohor considered Muvlois? That means, we hear in the Mishnah, we had in the Mishnah, according to the Tanakhame, and according to Rabbi Gamliel, if you have a Kalke, if you have a Kfaludim, Kfaludim is Mukif, is surrounded, top, on the bottom, on the side, it's surrounded by Eretz Yisrael. It's Mugla Betchum Eretz Yisrael, so there's a din of Eretz Yisrael, it's Mugla Betchum Eretz Yisrael. So this body of water, underneath it is Eretz Yisrael. And the size of it is Eretz Yisrael. Is Ein Lachom Muvla G'dayla Mizu. So Taisvis asks, so good, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Nahoris of Eretz Yisrael don't have a din of Eretz Yisrael. But it's not worse than Kfaludim Lelud. The Kfaludim also is not Eretz Yisrael, but since it's Muvla Teich Tchum Eretz Yisrael, she does din of Eretz Yisrael. So the Nor is Mubla Teich Tchum, it's Mukev, it's surrounded by Eretz Yisrael. Underneath it is Eretz Yisrael. And the sides of it is Eretz Yisrael. So even though the body of water is not Eretz Yisrael, doesn't have Teira Teoret, but it's Mubla Teich Tchum Eretz Yisrael. This is what Teisva says. Afal gav the kakois amayim haveke Eretz Yisrael. The karke underneath the mayim is Eretz Yisrael. So the mayim should be Mubla. Gora hocha mib medlois tele'el. This is worse than Mublois. Teisva did not tell us why. But Teisva tells us it's gora mib Mublois. So the Teferes Yaakov says pshat. Because Mublois, he says, if it's sadna da arach hadu, that means you have one shetach of earth, on one side is Eretz Yisrael, on another side is Eretz Yisrael, the third side is Eretz Yisrael. So this one big shetach is Mubla in Eretz Yisrael. It also gets a din of Eretz Yisrael. Because it's one earth with which there are boundaries on all three sides of Eretz Yisrael. So the earth becomes a chelik of the karkois which surround it, and it's one piece of sadna d'arachadu. It's one shetach of earth. Ma she'en ken, a body of water is not one with the karkois surrounding it. It's an entity bifnei atzmoi. So even though it is surrounded by Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't become a chelik of Eretz Yisrael gabi b'fonei nechtav, because a body of water is an entity b'fnei atzmoi. This is how the Teferes Yaakov says pshat in Taisus. V'im taima. Uma inyin get eitzel maisa. The Gemara compared Hilchis Gittin to Hilchis Maisa. Otu ha-meivi get ba'aliyah be'eretz Yisrael. Yechoshev kemevi b'chutzalorets, shum da'opar habosha michutzalot potom imaisa. Now Taisva says, if one has, let's say, an aliyah, a second floor, a roof, a gak, and he'll fill that up with earth, b'chutzalorets, and he'll plant something there. So Taisva seems to hold, it'll be potter from Isa. Masha inkein, legabi b'fonei nechtav, Taisus holds as it can be potter to say b'fonei nechtav, was written in Eretz Yisrael. But it was written on a place that's potter min ha-maisa. So Taisus holds, so it's no kasher, so it's potter min ha-maisa, but it was written in Eretz Yisrael. In our Gemara, it seems, that the criteria, if you'll be chayiv to say b'fonei nechtav, you're part to say b'fonei nechtav, is dependent, it was written on the place that's chayiv b'maisa. So Taisus says, so it'll come out, the person will write again, on an aliyah, it'll be part to, it'll be chayiv to say b'fonei nechtav, because an aliyah is part to min ha-maisa. That's a suskash. Voy marie de loidomi, the aliyah, Karke shetachteho barzriyehi, veroi lishayev b'maisa shviyas, mashayin kein b'sfine. So the Teferes Yaakov says, pshat, the aliyah is resting on what? The base of the aliyah, which is a second floor, is resting on the ground. The ground is a mokim that is mechuyev b'maisa. So if it is resting on a mokim that is mechuyev b'maisa, so that's called Chazal somehow held that it has to have teiras eretz yisrael the gabi maisa. That's how Taisus understood. So if the aliyah is resting on a ground that has teiras eretz yisrael the gabi maisa, so that's called a maybe eretz yisrael. The ship is resting on the water. The water doesn't have teiras eretz yisrael legabi ma'isa. So memela, here we have to only, according to Rabbi Yehuda al Kaponim, the water doesn't have teiras eretz yisrael legabi ma'isa. So memela, the ship is resting on something that does not have teiras eretz yisrael legabi ma'isa. So my male therefore could interview them, I have to say before my nista. Masha'in kein, the aliyah is resting on a karka that's chayiv b'maisa. That is how Tosfos differentiates between a svine and an aliyah according to Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rabbi Yehuda emesai. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah had said, we have a machloikis between the Chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda. The dinim of Nohoris Eretz Yisrael. He said, the Chachomim holds that it's not Geisheshes, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that it has to be Geisheshes. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Emesai, Mashme, so Tosfos says, Rabbi Yirmiyah would sing, the Emesai, Rabbi Yehuda, Bolachloik. He says, Rabbi Yehuda is, there's a machloik, it's Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. It would seem from Rabbi Yirmiyah that Rabbi Yehuda is Chaylik and the Chachomim. The Chachamim hold you don't need Geisheshes. The Nor has a Teres Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Nor does not have a Teres Eretz Yisrael. That's why you need Geisheshes. In Toime Bepeik, Haloin or Bezer Boire, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Komokim Sha'omar Rabbi Yehuda Eimesai Ubameh Eime Ela Leforish. That means he's not Choylik. Doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda Eimer. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Eimesai is explaining the Tanakhame. That what the Tanakhame said, that you are chayiv, that's dafkev, it's geisheshes. So we don't have two shittas over here. Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the Tanakhame. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eimesai leforish, Amar lachlik, Aba Alma lekul Alma, Eimesai leforish. And here Rabbi Yirmiyah says that it's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. There's a third sheet over there. The Islay bepeg zaboyre da afilo emesai lachlik. And emesai is also lachlik. So memele, so Agma is going according to Rami Bachom. It seems there was a girsa instead of by Omar or as we have Omar Abzeire, there was a girsa Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Well, that can't be because according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim because Rabbi Yehuda Emes has a farish. K'may shemok kosel b'mitzvos forim. Rabbi Yochanan is le Emes ha'el forish. El Omar Avune. B'geir is not Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Avune. Ve'is de garsi Rabbi Zeire. That's our girsa k'deisa b'reif svar. Void yesh loima. And this whole inyan that Tosfos asks, from here it seems that Emesai is lachlik. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Emesai is leforish, v'oid yesh loyme de nirik is form de garse besoy perk haloyim, kol mokeim sha'oma Rabbi Yehuda b'mishnoseinu. There it says one extra word. You have Rabbi Yehuda in a Mishneh, Emesai b'meh, de davke b'mishneh Emesai leforish. In the Mishnah, we have the cloud that the Emesai of Rabbi Yehuda is to be Mephorish the Tanakam. Avol bebraise, Lord. But if we have in a Bereise, we have in a Bereise an Emesai, then Rabbi Yehuda is Choylik on the Tanakam. So that means as follows. If you'll have a Mishnah and a Bereise, and in both of them it says the same lashon. Emesai, Rabbi Yehuda says Emesai. So the Emesai of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda holds the Tanakama, holds like me, and I'm explaining the great Tanakama. The Emesai and the Baraisa, Rabbi Yehuda says the Tanakama is chaylik on me. And I want to be chaylik on what he says. So then it comes out, Utrei Tanoi Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. There's two Tanoim Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. How Rabbi Yehuda understood the Chachamim? Did Rabbi Yehuda understand the Chachamim hold like him? Or did Rabbi Yehuda understand that the Chachamim are chaylik on him? So now Tosfos says something very interesting. That means this din. Afar chutz loret, habo b'svina leret, chay b'maisa b'shvis. Now let's look in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says like kasha ho Rabbi Yehuda bo Rabbonon disnam. And our Gemara brings down a Mishneh Chalat. Afal chutz loret. Now let's look to the right. The Perish HaTaisvis Amar Rabbi Yehuda Tzachleim Adesanya. HaTaisvis was Geiris Desanya. Now let's see in the Veinik HaTaisvis. Taisvis just said now a new Mahalach. A Messiah of a Mishneh is Lefarish. A Messiah of a Baraisa is Lechalik. Now if Rabbi Yirmiya said that the machloik is Rabbi Yehuda and Bechachomim, so kocho agmo bretana baraisa. And then a baraisa is a machloik. So Taisva says, Behoch baraisi, Behorai, the Bemishna Mesech is Chale le Messiahim bo, Avleina Svina Geisheshes Ptura ki de Messiahim bo. That means the Mishnah in Chale is the same Lashon, but the Mishnah starts, ends, Omar Abida Emesai Bezmancha Svina Geisheshes, period. And the Baraisa deals with Avleina Svina Geisheshes Potter. So if Agamor brings down Eina Svina Geisheshes Potter, the Agamor is not bringing the Mishnah, Agamor is bringing down the Baraisa. But Nehei the Masnis and the Chale Bo Lefarish, the Mishnah and Chale is Demetai Lefarish, the Baraisa Bo Lachlik. So Memele Sholom Al Yisrael, I have no problem. Our Gemara says there's a machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim because our Gemara brought a baraisa. And if there's an Amos and the baraisa, it's lachlit. Habul Koshe, the Beperik Chaloim, Beperik Zebore, Porech Mikoyach baraisa, the Gemara asks from a baraisa, the Tanim Chachamim Oimrim, Umuchach mi baraisa, the Masnisa Nami Yosu lachlit. The Gemara in Erevin proves from a Baraisa it's a machloikis. So Taisa says, according to why I said, now Fakert, you can't stell to a Baraisa in a Mishnah. Now Baraisa it's lachloik, and in the straight on the Libid Rav Yud, in the Mishnah it's not lachloik. So Memela, how could the Gemara from the Baraisa on the Mishnah? We're showing that the Mosul Shnei, Tan Vachini, the Masnis and Leilam Bola Forish, Ein Hanami, the Gemara, it's a different Chachomim. Because in these Chachamim Rav Yehuda is Chaylik, and the Chum of the Mishnah is Meforish. Hello, Mishim, the Mashkech, Tanda, Behed, Yekom, Mishani, here Rav Yehuda, Mishim, Rav Tal, from the Yisani. The Gemara, Hegora, Gotei, so we find that this is not Rav Yehuda, it's Rav Yehuda, Bishem, Rav Tal. So Memela, so it's not Kash on the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is plain Rav Yehuda. Chain, so Chloimel. Taisa says, but this is an emissary yisod, the Davke be Mishnah, Amos Eilaforish. Davke in the Mishnah we say Amos Eilaforish, but the Barais is Lachlik. Now I'll prove it to you. The Bepere Kisa Yadam, Tanya, we learned in the Barais, the Kisohu, Melamed Shekol Domoi Chayim Lachasis. The Tanakama says that from the word the Kisohu we learn out that by the mitzvah of Kisa Yadam, Kol domai chayiv lechasis. He mechuyiv to cover all the dam. Mikan omru. So the Chumim said, dam hanites. So if you have some dam that spritzed on another place, so you have to cover that dam also. Because shekol domai chayiv lechasis. Fine. Om Rabbi Yehuda said, ay mesai bizman shein shom dam elohu. Dam hanitis, when do you have to be mechasis? That's the only dam. But if there's other dam, so you mechasa mitzas dam, and it's also sufficient. The time of Rabbi Yudah Meforshas, when there's some dam, mitzas dam. Bal kochach the poligatane kame, the behediktoni tane kame, kol dam. Vikisol malamitsha kol dam chayv lechasis. So Memela Sataisa says, I have an open raya. I have an emosai in a baraisa, and it's muchach that Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on the Tanakama, because the Tanakama says kisau means kol domoi, and Rabbi Yehuda also kisau is mikzas domoi. So what do you do with this bereise? Is al koch och is gespalt, is that in a bereise, everyone holds that it's bolachlik. Bo poise kosam rabbeinu tam, ke rab Yehuda, de bemas nisen, rabbeinu tam over their paskins like rab Yehuda and the Mishneh, who's bole parish, the hosam bole parish. So that means even though rab Yehuda and Chacham, we should paskin like the Chachamim, but he passes like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, because the Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, there's no machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Chomer, Rabbi Yehuda is my first. But me, you say, Hashem, Rabbon, and the Barai, say, Iker, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mas Nisan, Yochid, B'mokim, Rabbon, the Barai, say, Gav, and Iker, B'per, Kama, the Sukkah. We have the same Indian in Sukkah. Otz, it's Noko. Perish the contrast, the Svina de la El Shal Cheres, the Einet Zichel and Nokif. Rashi put down the guidelines. A Svina is made out of Cheres, and you don't need a Nekif. Im Hoysa Monachas Bekalkif, the Yom Rabbi Menachas. Avon Otzit Shal Eich, Boi Nekive. And Otzit Shal Eich, Nid Nekive. The Nire, and that's why Rashi said, by Otzitz Noku, so Rashi says, Shel Eitz Noku, this is Eitz Noku. By the ship, Rashi says, Cheres, and it's Rikoli Noku. Yeah. Benire de Rayosai, Misei Perikola Kobonis, the Omatane, the one price is Shebegab, Shebechub, Shebesvin, Shebeotz, it's made in the Koyra. Here it's talking about that here a tree that grew on a Svina and a Notz. The Tanya Idoch, we learned a different price, maybe the Eine Koyra. We have a Stire, let's whittle down our Kaponim, the Stire to Otzitz and Notz. Here it says that it's Chaybe Bikurim, maybe the Koyra. And here it says it's maybe the Eine Koyra. Umishani, so the Gemara answers, Otzit ta otzit loy kasha. Kan benoko, kan b'sha'ene noko. That means, an otzit noko is maybe the koyre. An otzit sha'ene noko is maybe the ene koyre. Svine asvine nami loy kasha, kan b'shaleit, kan b'shalchere. By Svine, the Gemara says a different teretz. Cheres and Eitz. Umidolei Mishani b'Svine kan b'nekuva. Why didn't we say the same teretz like we said on Otzit? Mechlal v'shel Cheres afilu eina nekuva havake nekuva. So that's why I want to. V'osa l'ashminan chidrush achet b'Svine she'enei b'Otzit. He wants to tell us, I mean, the first teretz he told us that there's a nekid. So it's yainik. If it's not yainik, then he wants to say, if there's no nekiv, if it's cheres, it's yainik. The kosha lepirushay, the omar lekama, kosvoy al cheres shal otzitz nokuv kosha, a cheres of a otzitz nokuv. Now according to Rashi, an otzitz nokuv, you only, when do you need nokuv if it's eight? If it's cheres, you don't need nokuv. Watch out kosli al cheres shall otzit nokuv kosha. Mashmet de cheres boi nekive. Di lavochi mai rebusu bo nokuv toim mishayne nokuv. Ich mein, if cheres was always yoyne. O mashmet nami, da otzit shall cheresu. A otzit is a cheres. Cheres shall otzit. Rabbeinu Shmuel Edachim Edachsam Seifu wants to fa'emfer this Rashi, and I think he says other kashes, but Rashi said distinctly that a cheres is only yoinik without a nekev if it's al ha'oretz. The minute it's not al ha'oretz, then it's equivalent to an eitz, and you need a nekev. Rashi said klo. Im heise monachas bekalke. Then you don't need a nekev. that's what some people want to say. So yeah, cheres of a nut is not of sure. Yeah, if it's not munach al oret, it's not munach al akak, you need a neker. Ben ishmu bar meir heving et a sefta de shviyiz des anye, a teimen es a luf bishviyiz, person puts away luf in shviyiz, meir heim et der cheres teimen ba otzitz, she put in an otzitz, shalo yitzmach, that it shouldn't grow. Ba'af al pi shein reile dove, zechol dove, nasata bekli cheres, manyam do yom imran. So al kaponim, he says she put in an otzitz, each tells to the posik nesatim b'lkli cheres. So again we see that stam otzitz is cheres, alma stam otzitz shal cheres. The nira la rabbeinu tam lehepech. So therefore the rabbeinu tam says, punt faker tom rash. If shal cheres boi nikive, cheres nis nikive, if shal eitz loi boi nikive, shahu mislach lech yoysa min a cheres. That means the lachluchas and the yonike goes better through eitz and through cheres. Was he shapir, so now will come out very good. The stam svina he shall eitz. So my mele, so if I kill, a stam otzitz is cheres. Stam svina is eitz. So my mele is mamish merely good. So here we're speaking about a svina, we're not only to speak about noku, because stam svina is shall eitz. We're speaking about an otzitz, so we say otzitz noku, because stam otzitz shall cheres. Was die Schafe des Tam Svinis Shalais. Und beim Noch ist Tami Muchach, der Koma kann Bishal Eitz, kann Bishal Teres. Die Gemorre der Stira Otsitz a Otsitz, nennen wir der Stira Svina Svina. So when the Gemorre said, Otsitz a Otsitz loi Kashe, kann be Noko, kann be Eini Noko. So what does that mean? So the first Bereise that says, maybe be Koire, is Noko. The Bereise that says, maybe be Eini Koire, that's Eini Noko. Then it says, kam bishol eitz, kam bishol cheres. So, punfakat de Rashi says, eitz is maybe the koire, by svine. Cheres is maybe the eni koire. Nach is nami muchach, the koma, kam bishol eitz, kam bishol cheres, shamaske, trilo, oisoi, shamaybi the koire, kamay shamaske, kim sham yosem, agag vachu, vavotsitz. Vachil lamotsilishti. Okay, we'll stop here. Right, though, it's not so possible.